Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, it's Schubertiade, an afternoon of story and music on Sunday, June 16th at the Petaluma Historical Library and Museum. This event is put on by the Sky Hill Cultural Alliance, and I am here with president and founder of the Sky Hill Cultural Alliance, Elizabeth Walter. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining me. Tell us about Schubertiade.
Okay. Well, in Schubert's day, he lived to only be 31 years old, and he had lots of friends and admirers, and he was just a fountain of music, an outpouring of some of the most beautiful music I think ever written. And his friends and admirers would get together at somebody's house or palace or castle or something, I don't know, and hang out and play his music. It was all about his music. There would be singers there, violinists. He would sometimes be there playing the piano, and he would be showing them the latest things he's written in the past few weeks or something like that. And they called them Schubertiades. And his friends and admirers called themselves Schubertians. And so this tradition kept on even after he passed away. And I think he died in 1828. So they have Schubertiades in Europe. They have some famous ones in Austria. When I lived in New York, they had one in New York. And I've always wanted to put one on. I've never heard of it going on around here or even in San Francisco.
I got to tell you, I've never heard the word
Schubertiade. I know. So, and then that's when people are like, what is that? But they're going to find out. And so they would play his music, and then they would hang out and eat and drink, and then they would maybe go out and take a walk in the woods. Then they'd come back, maybe stop at the tavern on the way back and catch a beer, and then come back and make more music. So instead of really a concert, it's like a musical gathering. And you might have noticed on the flyer, there's 12 participating musicians, and we're going to be playing the music this time in chronological order of when he wrote it. And so the first song is called Gretchen at the Spinning Wheel, and he wrote it when he was 17 years old.
Wow.
And it's like really intense, powerful song, as are many of them, and so beautiful. So we'll be having food from Vienna. We'll be having Austrian goulash. We'll be having spätzle, which is these noodles with cheese and caramelized onions. We'll be having Austrian potato salad. We'll be having some Viennese desserts. So there'll be breaks in between the music. The thing goes from 1 to 6, but it's like not nonstop music. It's some music. It's Kayleen Asbo from the Santa Rosa Symphony. She'll be showing some slides and talking about Schubert's life and mixing it in, telling us stories about it, and then we'll play some music, and then just kind of back and forth.
Wow.
Throughout the afternoon.
You had me at goulash. This just sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, it sounds like very casual.
Yes,
more like a party than
yeah,
than
it's
a
informal.
Concert.
I mean, there will, you know, we will be sitting and listening to this music, but it's not as formal as like a concert. We want it to be fun, and people make friends with each other and eat and drink together and listen to the most beautiful music ever written. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, and that sounds like a lot of what Sky Hill Cultural Alliance does year in, year out. You guys put on a lot of events throughout the year. Most of them are at the Petaluma Historical Library and Museum, where this one is at. Tell us about just some of the work that you, as the Sky Hill Cultural Alliance, do, and why you love bringing this music to Sonoma County.
Well, it seems to me that we had a need for high-quality classical music, especially in Petaluma. Now Santa Rosa, of course, has the Green Center and all that, but Petaluma doesn't have that. And I think we started about 11 years ago, and we'll be doing our 11th New Year's Eve concert this coming up New Year's Eve. And they're all as a fundraiser, and the proceeds from the Sky Hill part, we used to bring classical music to people that otherwise wouldn't get to hear it, particularly young people.
What's the website or phone number people can get tickets
at?
It
would be PetalumaMuseum.com.
Okay.
And then that will tell more about it, and it'll tell who the performers are, and it will have a link to brown paper tickets.
Perfect.
To buy tickets.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth, for joining us. The Schubertiade happens Sunday, June 16th in Petaluma. And I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.